The Sixth Testimony. Psalms 62:12. To thee, O Lord, belong covenant love, for thou rewardest every man according to his work. On the morning the Lord visited us in that room, he took us by the hand, and we started to go down. My heart was totally full of fear. I can't even describe it. I just knew that I could not loosen the hand of my Savior. I felt that Jesus was my life and my light, and all my hope was in him. Otherwise, I would be left behind in that place. I never thought I would go ever to that place. I didn't even believe such a place existed. Even as a Christian, I had always thought that purgatory was hell. But God showed me the reality of hell. When we arrived in hell, I felt the place shook, and all the demons there ran to hide, because not one of them could endure the presence of the Lord. We heard the captive souls shout even louder, because they knew that Jesus of Nazareth was there. They all knew that there was just one person that could possibly get them out. They had that hope, even though it was a false hope. We walked hand in hand with Jesus and arrived at the place of fornication. Jesus turned to look at a woman who was totally covered with the fire. When Jesus saw her, she started to go out slowly from the fire, although her sufferings never stopped. We could see she was totally naked and saw all of her physical characteristics. Her body was totally dirty and she stunk. Her hair was all messed up and she had a yellowish green mud on her. She had no eyes and her lips were falling to pieces. She had no ears, just the holes. With her hands, which were charred black, she took the flesh that was falling from her face and tried to put it back on. But this gave her even worse pain. She then shook and shouted even more. Her shouts never ended. She was full of worms, and there was a serpent wrapped around in her arm. It was very thick and had thorns around its body. She had the number 666 engraved on her body, the number of the beast mentioned in the book of Revelations, Revelations 4, verses 9 through 11. She also had a metal plate embedded on her chest, made from some unknown metal. It was never consumed by the fire. On the plate something was written in a strange language, but we could understand what was written on it. It read, "I am here because of fornication." When Jesus saw her, he asked her, "Elena, why are you in this place?" While Elena was answering the Lord, her body twisted with the pains of her torment. She said she was there because of fornication. She asked the Lord for forgiveness over and over again. Then we started to see the event of her death. When she died, she was having sex with one of her lovers, because she thought that the person she was living with was gone on a trip. However, he came back from his job and found her in bed with someone else. He then went to the kitchen, took a big knife, and stuck it in Elena's back. She died and was taken to hell, exactly the way she died, totally naked. In hell, everything materialized, and she still had that big knife in her back, causing her great pain. By this time, she had already been in hell 7 years, and she could remember each moment of her life and death. She also remembered when someone tried to preach to her about Jesus, that he was the only one who could save her. But now it was too late for her and everyone else in hell. The word of the Lord talks a lot about fornication, and it is very clear. Fornication is having sexual relationships outside of marriage. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 13. Food for the stomach, and the stomach for food, but God will destroy both of them. The body is not for immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. Also in 1 Corinthians 6, 18. Shun sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits is outside the body, but the immoral person sins against his own body. When Jesus finished talking with her, she was covered with a big blanket of fire, and we could no longer see her. But we heard the sound of her flesh burning and those horrifying screams. I can't even describe them with words. As we continued to walk with the Lord, he showed us all the people there, the idol worshippers, those who used and practiced witchcraft, the immoral, adulterers, liars, and homosexuals. We were very scared. The only thing we wanted to do was leave. But Jesus kept saying that it was necessary to look, so we could tell others, so that they might believe. We continued with Jesus, holding his hand even tighter. We came to a section that really made an impression on me. We saw a young man, 23 years old, suspended waist high in the middle of the fire. We couldn't see exactly what his torment was, but the number 666 was engraved on him. He also had a metal plate on his chest that read, "I am here for being normal." When he saw Jesus, he extended his hand towards Jesus, begging for mercy. The Word of God says in Proverbs 14:12, "There is a way that seems right to a person, but its end is the way of death." When we read in that plate, "I am here for being normal," we asked the Lord, "Lord, how come? Is this possible that a person can come to this place for this reason?" Then Jesus asked him, "Andrew, why are you here in this place?" He answered, "Jesus, when I was on the earth, I thought that just killing and stealing were sins, and that is why I never tried to get close to you." In Psalms 9:17 it says, "The wicked shall be turned into Sheol, all the heathen that forget God." Andrew made a big mistake by classifying sins like many people do today. The Bible is very clear when it says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Romans 6:23. Further, when the Bible talks about sin, it never classifies sin, because all of them are just sins. Andrew had the opportunity to know and accept Jesus, because he recognized that himself, but he didn't take the opportunity that God had given to him. Maybe he had 1,000 opportunities to know the Lord, but he never wanted to know him, and that was the reason he was there. Then a big blanket of fire covered his body, and we never saw him again. We continued walking with Jesus. In the distance, we saw something falling down, like chunks of material. When we got close, we saw that it was people that were falling into hell at that moment, people that had just died on the earth without having accepted Jesus Christ in their hearts. They were arriving in hell. We saw a young man. Many demons ran towards him and began to destroy his body. Immediately his body began to fill with worms. He shouted, "No! What is this? Stop! I don't want to be in this place! Stop it! This must be a dream! Take me out of this place!" He didn't even know that he was dead, and that he died without Jesus in his heart. The demons were making fun of him and always tormenting his body. Then the number 666 appeared on his forehead, and a metal plate on his chest. Even if we couldn't see the reason he came to hell, we knew for sure he would never get out again. The Lord told us the torments of all these people in hell would be even stronger on the day of judgment. If they are suffering in such a terrible and horrifying way now, I can't imagine how they will suffer after the day of judgment. We didn't see any children there. We just saw thousands and thousands of young people, men and women of many nationalities. Nevertheless, in hell, there are no more nationalities or social levels. All come to be tormented and punished. There was just one thing that everybody wanted, and that was a chance to get out, at least for a second. They also wanted to have one drop of water to refresh their tongues, like the story of the rich man in the Bible, Luke 16, verse 19. But this wasn't possible anymore. They chose where they wanted to spend their eternity. They decided to spend it without God. God never sends anyone to hell. Everyone arrives there according to their own acts. In Galatians 6, verse 7, "Make no mistake, God will not be mocked. What a person sows, that he will harvest as well." Today you have the great opportunity to change your eternal destiny. Jesus is still available now, and the Bible says that while we have life, we have also hope. Today, if you have life, don't miss this opportunity. It can be the last one. God bless you.